T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
And good morning and welcome to the Texas Lending Mortgage Jungle, where we will talk with you for the next hour about your favorite topic in all of the world, your mortgage financing. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Welcome, and if you're a first-time listener, we've been doing this show here on The Fan for about 13 years or so. And every Saturday morning, you get the opportunity to listen in to get some good philosophy on getting financing for your mortgage. Find out a little bit about what's going on there as it relates to everything else that's going on out there. And you can get in touch with me today. Make sure you text me early and text me your questions about what you're trying to do to get yourself into a home this year. Maybe you're trying to get a cash out refinance, some kind of line of credit, some kind of home equity loan. I want to get you up to speed on what your options are. There's so many options out there. And we know we have the internet. We can go searching, but we don't know specifically what to look for. So that's what we're here for today. Just kind of get you some good ideas. If you're trying to buy a home now, 6 months from now, or a year from now, if you're trying to buy a home a year from now, it's time to start thinking about the things you need to have together to make sure that happens nice and easily for you. One of the greatest ways to do it is contact TexasLending.com. We have loan officers that can help you get it done simply and easy. And here's the other thing is our loan officers have about an average of about 15 years in the business. It might be more than that now. They've been at it for a long time. They know the questions you're going to ask. They have the answers for you. Make sure you get in touch with us today. And you can text me your questions at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. As usual, things are changing all the time in the mortgage world. Rates are changing all the time. And we're in a spot where there's so many activities going on, it's hard to keep up with them all. They all have, not all of them, these political things have impacts on mortgage rates. The things that go on with the new AI stuff, that has impacts on the mortgage world. The potential changes that are going to go on this fall after the election. Who knows what's going to happen there? But we know this. The mortgage rates were down around 2.5% to 3% during COVID. In 2022, they went on a relentless journey upward. They moved their way up to around 7% to 7.5%. They've been bopping around somewhere in that range. I would say you've probably seen mortgages between 6.5% and 8% for a good deal of people that are trying to get themselves a first lien somewhere. Depending on what kind of loan you're trying to get, depending on how you're putting together your closing costs, depending together on what kind of contract you get on your home purchase, what kind of loan you're getting, a cash out refinance is different than an FHA purchase. And they have different rates and they have different mortgage insurance. And this is what this show's all about. So get your question into me. If you're trying to buy a home in the next year or now, text me the following information. What's your current income? What's your current interest rate? Not your current, credit score. Your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. That is your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. And what I want to do is give you an idea of where you're going to find your mortgage payment, where you're going to, that you're going to be able to qualify for, kind of give you an idea of what home price you're looking at. There's going to be a range in both, but it's going to give you an idea where you'd be right now, what to expect. There's a lot of things that have to be included in these things. I'm just trying to give people some ideas of where they're going to find. If you went out searching right now, where would you find mortgage rates? And so it's no quote. We're not quoting mortgages here. We're giving you an idea, philosophy of how to go searching forward and getting yourself the best deal. So if you're trying to buy a home, if you're trying to get cash out, so many of you are, we're writing hundreds. And we're writing hundreds of home equity deals every month. People trying to get cash out of their home. Some of you have a cash out loan that you got 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and you need to get more cash out. Well, if you got a cash out in the past and you're trying to get more cash, it needs to be a cash out refinance. You're refinancing an old cash out. Depending on what your current rate is. Maybe you're currently at 5.5% or 6.5%. You're trying to get more cash. It might make sense to get yourself a cash out refinance rather than a home equity line of credit. Some of you are sitting at 2.5% on your mortgage. You don't want to change that more. You don't want to sell your house. You don't want to get out of that mortgage. You're happy at 2.5%. When you're trying to get cash out, you might need to get yourself a home equity line of credit or a second lien fixed home equity loan. That's what we're here for on this show. To talk with you about, send me the following information if you're trying to get cash out. Send me your current home value, your current loan balance, if you have one. Send me your current home value and your current loan balance, as well as your current interest rate you're paying and your current credit score. So it's credit score, interest rate, home value, loan balance. That's if you want to get that home equity loan. The text lines, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Get in touch with me now. I'll be happy to answer your questions for you. So what is going on with interest rates? They've been up, they've been down. They've been in a tight window this year. I would say for most of the year, especially after the first couple of weeks of January, they moved down, they moved up, they moved up. They've moved up and down a little bit, but we've been in this strange situation where this week they actually went down a little bit. And that was nice. We saw a lot of people take advantage of that and lock their loans in when the rates drop. I would say they dropped as much as 0.25% earlier in the week, and they came back up near the end of the week, but they're still a little bit lower than they were a week ago. And so where are they? If you're trying to get that home purchase, just think somewhere within 0.5% of 7, most of you, many of you, who are going to get an institutional, either conventional, FHA, VA, USDA loan, you're somewhere, most of you, within 0.5% of 7%. And this depends on what kind of term you're getting, whether you're going to get a 15-year loan or a 30-year loan. These will have impacts on it. What your credit score is going to have an impact, how much down payment you're putting down, whether you're going to paying points. There's so many things that are going to determine where your interest rate's going to be. And so we just want to give you an idea, so make sure you get me your text, and I will be happy to answer your questions at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. inappropriate Uncle Bubba can't be with us this week. He's on a golf excursion, and so he's out there having a good time today, hopefully. But you, coming into this great, nice, warm weekend, and you know, I didn't know what to do yesterday. It didn't rain. What do we do now when there's no rain? I don't know. I literally don't know what to do without rain. If it doesn't rain every day, I get lonely. And so here we are on the weekend, and it doesn't look like there's going to be rain, so it's going to be a lonely weekend. But hopefully that gives you time to get outside, finally get to a baseball game or a soccer game, wherever you're going to be going to with your kiddos, and maybe you're going to be out there just on the patio having a sip. Make sure you get in touch with me, though, in the meantime, and get me your questions so I can answer them for you. Here's one right here. Can I do a HELOC on an investment property, not my primary residence? Probably not going to find a HELOC on an investment property very easily. However, I'm not quite sure your situation. I don't know if you have a first lien existing. It says you text me, it says not your primary residence. You can get cash out on other homes. However, there's going to be limitations. You will be limited to a smaller amount out of those homes. So expect that then versus whether you're going to be, and I don't know if this is a second home for you. It says not my primary residence. It says investment property. So I'll take your word for it. You're going to need to have a decent amount of equity, and if you're going to get cash out, you can get cash out. The rates are significantly higher. When I'm giving out interest rates on primary residence on a institutional, when I say institutional loan, I'm going to make a separation for everybody. Institutional means it's going to be probably sold in the secondary market, either Fannie Mae or Ginnie Mae or Freddie Mac. These are the secondary outlets for lenders, banks, everybody to offload the mortgages. They have to sell these mortgages, get paid on them, so they go out and do new mortgages. And so, you know, these institutions raise money by selling bonds that are 401ks, our pension funds, insurance companies, different states, cities will invest in these bonds so they can get a mortgage, they can get a return. They can make a 5% return, maybe a 6% return, depending on which one they're investing in. They invest in these things. Then Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac buys the loan from, they basically buy the loan from the bank. And then when they get the mortgage, they can pay the interest rate that they're receiving to the your pension fund, your 401k. And so institutional, when I say institutional, I mean Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae. And there's non-QM loans. There's these hard money loans. These are not being sold to institutional investors. They come with different guidelines. They have lower credit scores. They have higher interest rates. Investment properties right now, because of the way that the mortgage world is, if you're an investor, listen up. You're probably most likely, in many cases, from your lender, going to be charged origination fees up front, more so than you're going to find on some other loans. Because when we go to sell loans in the secondary market right now, the secondary market has this feeling that for some reason rates are suddenly going to plummet, and then all the loans they do right now are going to get refinanced. Oh no, we just did a loan at 7. Now it's being refinanced at 5. Oh no, they don't want to pay any money for these loans. Since they're not paying money for the loans, the only way that the lenders can make money is to charge you. The only way the lenders can make money is to charge you, the consumer, because the secondary market isn't paying. They're paying about 1/4 for the loans what they were during COVID when rates were at 2%. Why would they pay more at 2% loans than when the rates were at 7? Well, because there's not very good chance that those 2% loans are going to be refinanced. There's not a great chance that 3% loan is going to be refinanced. And what they want to know is if they're going to be able to keep on servicing that loan. You see, not many people understand that you all think your bank is making 7%. You'll say, you guys are making 7% off me. And I don't know if that sounded just like you, but I apologize if it did. 7% is not what the bank is making unless they're holding on to the loan themselves, which they do with about 1% of the loans they do. They hold on to about 1% of them. You see, the 7% interest rates the loan is being sold to Fannie Mae, and Fannie Mae is the one making the 7%. The bank you're paying for your mortgage is being allowed to collect the money for Fannie Mae. They're being allowed to. They have servicing rights to collect the money and send it to Fannie Mae. You know how much Fannie Mae allows them to keep? When you're paying 7% to your bank or any lender or any servicer, they're keeping about 0.25%, 0.25% per year. So if you have a $100,000 loan and you're paying 7% on it, your bank is keeping $250 a year to be able to collect your payment and send it on to the to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Now, Ginny Mae, they make a little bit more. They make a little bit more. So instead of making 0.25, they might make around 0.4 to 0.45. And there's some wiggle room in there and some on how they collect fees and things like this. But they're only keeping a small fraction of it. And so why would, and it's the same whether your rate's at 2% or 3% or 7% or 8%. They keep the same amount. So let me explain this to you. When the rates are at 2%, they pay more because they're going to be able to hold on and collect that little stipend, that little 0.25% or that 0.4%. They're going to be able to collect that for years to come. And it's not going to be refinanced for years to come. So it's a steady stream of income on very large loan amounts. Now, when your rates are at 7, there's a good chance that thing's going to get refinanced. That's why they're not paying any money in the mortgage business for these loans. That's why the mortgage lenders are charging you more points right now, is because when they go to sell it, they're not being paid enough. They're not being paid enough to cover the cost of doing the loan. With all the people and technology and all the investment that's being covered every day, your mortgage lender, especially on investment properties, your banks, your lenders, they're going to charge you more upfront. Your rates are going to be significantly higher. So your rates on investment properties are probably going to be in the eights, and your points are going to be there as well. That was a lot of explanation, and hopefully it didn't hurt your head. But you know what? You can text me if it did, and you can text me if it didn't. You can text me your questions for your mortgage at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. You're listening to Over Explaining the Mortgages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you get your text questions in now. We want to answer your questions about buying a home, refinancing, getting cash out. It's a real simple number, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Text me your questions now. I want to answer them for you before your weekend gets ahead of you. If you can get it done this morning, you can call one of our loan officers, get it going. By Monday morning, we'll have your loan locked and your loan will be in process. Loans are closing quickly right now, probably a couple of weeks to 3 weeks in many cases. Longer if you have situations that have to be fixed. And I have an old philosophy. Imagine your situation if you're trying to get your mortgage. And these days with technology, it goes very quick. You know, you scan in your stuff into your phone. It goes directly into our mortgage portal. It's real nice. It makes it real simple. And that way we have your information and you can sign it electronically and digitally, and it's excellent. So it makes everything go pretty quickly. The things that add to your time are income documentation issues. This will add, if you have an income documentation issue, and we have to work with your, maybe it's your tax return, maybe you're self-employed and we got to work through your K-1s to make sure that your business is making money as well as you are making money. We got to document that. We have to document that you're going to be able to sustain paying the mortgage. It is required that we document your ability to continue to repay the mortgage. And so we're going to be looking into if you're, for example, getting commissions. We want to see that commissions are steady, that you've been receiving them for a bit, so you didn't just start on commission last week. If we're going to count commissions, we have to get typically 2 years where we take an average of the last 2 years. If commissions are falling from year to year, we'll take the lower of the 2 years. If commissions are rising, we'll take an average of the 2 years. These are the kind of things that you don't really think about day to day, and you really don't need to, except if you're getting that mortgage. Text me your question if you have an income documentation question or maybe credit score situation. Like this person here, If you do have a question, it's 214-354-5989. That's how you text me. You can always call one of our loan officers at texaslending.com as well. But this person says they have 14 acres with 2,100 square foot home. And so they currently have a $242,000 loan on it. And the big kicker is they have a 525 credit score. A 525 credit score. They're trying to get some debts paid off. And it sounds like they have some equity in their home. That's nice that they have the equity. It sounds like it should be able to be accessed to be able to pay off your debts and things. But the 525 credit score makes it real difficult. But there are loans out there, and they may be possible. It depends on how much money you're going to borrow versus the value of the home. And so the lower the credit scores get, the more difficult they become. The lower the credit scores get, the more they fall into the non-QM loans, non-qualified mortgage. What's a non-qualified mortgage? It's real simple. It's not going to qualify for an institutional loan. Institutional being Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae. It's going to be serviced, and it's going to be serviced in a non-traditional environment. Not, they're going to be serviced by nice-sized servicers, but it's not going to be serviced in the institutional worlds. Know this: your 525 credit score is going to be the biggest challenge here, and you know that. There may be a possibility to get a non-QM loan, and it's going to depend on how we document your income. And you would most likely, with that credit score, be limited to about borrowing about 60% of the value of the property. This person says they have a value of their property of $600,000. You would be probably limited to about 60% of that. So $360,000. You owe $242,000. There's about around $120,000 of equity potentially there. I tell you what, these non-QM outlets in the mortgage world, they put out nice tables that say we'll do loans at these credit scores for at these percentages. And then they make it very difficult in some cases to get these done. But we got to take a look here. We got to see if there's a way to help you. And if not now, hopefully within the next year, we can help you do something here so you can get the debts. The interest rate on the debt is the problem. The interest rates that you're paying on the debt, and sometimes the amount of the debt. The whole point of a mortgage is to take your $30,000, $40,000 of credit cards. I don't know what you have in this situation. Your $20,000 to $40,000 of credit cards that you're paying at 25 to 30% interest rates, and reduce the interest rate you're paying on that same debt. The debt is still there. It's just instead of paying 30% on it, you might pay, if you got some kind of second lien fixed home equity loan, it might be closer to 10 or 11 instead of 30%. So instead of paying 20% on $30,000, your extra interest, your 20 extra percent on $30,000 is $6,000 a year that you're paying just to interest to somebody, $500 a month just on $30,000 of credit card debt. If instead of that, you use that $6,000 to pay down the debt by having a lower interest rate on it, the debt gets gone earlier. Text me your questions. If you have a question about getting cash out in your home, send me the following information. Send me your current interest rate, your current credit score, as well as what you owe in your home and the value of your home. I'd be happy to take a look at it here and give you some ideas of whether it's better to get a first lien, a second lien, a fixed second lien. And the thing is, the HELOCs in Texas are becoming harder to get done. The investment community is not paying for the HELOCs. They will pay for a home equity fixed second loan. So it's a fixed loan. Let's say you wanted to get $100,000 out. Well, instead of getting it on a line of credit, it's done on a second loan of $100,000. You get a lump sum of $100,000. It's on a fixed interest rate. More common right now than the HELOCs. The HELOC market is drying up in Texas specifically because of Texas law and because of how they are compensated. The investors, the lenders, aren't making enough money to cover the cost of doing them. So the second lien fixed home equity loans are more common. If you're looking for one of those, text me your question. If you're trying to buy a home, text me at 214-354-5989. Text me your income, your expected down payment, and your current credit score. I'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to qualify for right now. We're seeing a lot of builders out there building, and they're making a day of it. Good for them. We always want our friends in the building community, our real estate community, to be doing well. Your next door neighbor might be a realtor. Maybe they're a builder. Maybe they're in construction. We want everyone to do well. We want everyone to be able to contribute to be able to have a good life and a good lifestyle and be able to pay their bills, get things done. So let's start by getting your finances set up in a good way at texaslending.com. Go online and apply or give me your questions right now. Okay, we're going to go to this one right here. Let me find this question. And by the way, if you haven't been paying attention, there's been jobs reports recently that have come out. I don't know if I know that. Here's the problem with the way we do news now, most of us, is it we've all realized it's just like fast food. We want to just drive up to the window, get it, and drive on. We really want to look under the covers. We don't really want to find out what's really happening out there in the news. And so they come out with these jobs reports. And these jobs reports are garbage. I mean, they're total, utter garbage. And they keep on coming out with these jobs reports, but they're not telling you what's happening under the covers. And the biggest, most important thing in these jobs reports, because the jobs report came out yesterday and it caused mortgage rates to go up. That's why I'm talking about it. Mortgage rates went up. The jobs reports that they came out yesterday with this jobs report said there was a couple hundred thousand new jobs created. Well, when we look back over the last several years here, net new jobs. So they say there's been 3 million jobs created. All of those new jobs have gone to people that were born outside of the United States. Our jobs report is showing how many jobs went to people born outside of the United States. There has been an actual loss of 600,000 jobs to American United States born citizens in the last several years. A net job loss of 600,000 jobs. The jobs that are being created, when they say new jobs, they're the full-time jobs are dropping. Full-time jobs dropped by some several hundred thousand full-time jobs disappeared. Where they were replaced by 800,000 part-time jobs. This is the kind of news that's going on out there. So we got rid of all the full-time jobs, replaced them with more part-time jobs, and we say that's a net pickup of jobs. This is the garbage that we're seeing out there. So when we're talking about, yeah, people are feeling the pinch of inflation, yeah, they're paying for inflation with multiple jobs, and it's causing a lot of stress. And so when they said they come out with these reports, oh my gosh, there was 200,000 new jobs. Unemployment went up, full-time jobs disappeared, and there were more part-time jobs created, and they went to people that were born outside of the United States. This has been going on for years. And so we're in a situation where there's inflation's going up, food prices keep going up, all these things are going on, and it's making it more difficult for you to buy a home with home values continuing to rise. You can text me your questions about whether you want to be buying yourself a home, getting in right now at 214-354-5989. TexasLending.com will be happy to help. We have free pre-approvals. When you call one of our loan officers, when you get in touch, we'll text you. We'll say, hey, let's schedule some time to talk. We're going to sit down over a cup of coffee on your end and our end, and we're just going to get your information. We're going to get you some good particulars. Here's what you can afford. Here's where you're going to find your rates. Here's where you're going to find your payments. It's a free call, and we will run your numbers, send you your numbers, take a look at them. You're going to get a pre-approval letter after we get it to an underwriter, and they're going to approve it all. And then you go get a contract with one of our realtor friends, like at TDT Realtors. Go to TDT Realtors and check out their site, and they'll be happy to help you find your home. Once you get that free pre-approval letter, you haven't paid anything. You're going to go out there now and you're going to start searching for a home with your realtor. And until you put a contract on a home and put some money down for escrow up front, when you start with TexasSunny.com, it's a free process with a company you can trust in your own backyard. That's what you want. So text me your questions, 214-354-5989. I'm going to take a break right now. When we get back, we have several questions to get to. Get your question in, 214-354-5989. I'll be happy to answer them for you. I'm Kevin Miller, coming back for more here on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. And we're talking about your home loan like we do every Saturday here on 105 through the Fan for the last 13 years. And happy to do it. And I like walking around town. People always ask me who's inappropriate Uncle Bubba. He can't be here today, but he'll be back next weekend. But make sure you do tune into the show so you can find out all the things you want to about your home loan without actually taking on the stress of getting that home loan going right away. We'll get you going in the right direction. This is a direction show. What direction do we want to go in? Here's a question for direction. This person said, they owe $230,000 on their home. Maybe you have a situation like that. And their current value is $360,000. And they said they got an FHA loan last year. And so it says that they have a 673 score. They sent in here, it says they won't be able to, we tried unsuccessfully to obtain a HELOC and it won't qualify for a cash out refinance for another year. It was suggested that we look at a closed-in second mortgage. Would this be a good option? Okay, so depending on when you got this thing, you said you have to wait another year to get cash out refinance, and that doesn't sound right. After 6 months of being in the home, you should qualify for a cash out refinance. Now, here's the thing I have to preface is if you're talking to a lender outside of Texas, who doesn't do a lot of cash outs like we do at TexasLending.com, home equity loans, fixed second lien home equity loans. We've been doing them since 1998. And if you haven't done one, if you're doing it with a company outside of Texas, they probably don't know the rules. You said you can't do it for another year. I'm not quite sure why you couldn't do a cash out refinance for another year. Now, it does say that you had a bankruptcy discharge. It says in 2001, if that bankruptcy was in 2021, then yes, if you're only 3 years out of a bankruptcy discharge, you're going to have a hard time getting that cash out for at least another year. If it was 2001, your text says 2001, you had a bankruptcy discharge. If it was 2001, that it really doesn't matter. That's a long time ago. But I'm going off of what it says here, 2001. But you did say you have to wait another year to get cash out. So typically figure 4 years after a bankruptcy discharge, 4 years to be able to get yourself a conventional loan, a conventional cash out, a conventional institutional second lien. In that situation, it can you have to wait for a particular amount of time. But if you do qualify for a fixed second lien, and you put it, you said a closed-in second lien, and they just texted me back, said it was, yes, 2021. That's why I talked about it. So you said your original text said 2001 bankruptcy, you sent back 2021 bankruptcy. So yes, you would need to wait till 2025 to be able to qualify for a cash out refinance under traditional means. And so you're in a decent, yeah. The great thing is FHA allows you to get a home purchase done within 2 years after a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Not many people know that. I used to advertise, you can get a loan 2 years after bankruptcy, and they're saying, you're doing subprime loans. I said, that's a FHA, government-insured loan, 2 years after discharge of a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. That goes for VA as well. And you don't know it, but you can buy a home right now if you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And no one knows that. And I used to say that if you're in bankruptcy, you can buy a home right now. And they think you're doing subprime. These are government-insured FHA, VA loans. Why can you do it while you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy? You can do it because you've reestablished payments on time with the trustee for a year. You've been able to document that you're getting your bills paid on time again for at least 12 months while you're in the bankruptcy. And I used to do 10 of them a month myself when I was writing, before I was running the show, before I started the organization I was doing as TexasLending.com myself, and I was writing about 10 people in bankruptcy a month because no one knows how to do it. It takes a little bit of extra knowledge. And if a loan officer knows what they're doing, it can be done quite simply. We just got to get the documentation. But your scenario, would a fixed second lien make sense? Yes. What you put it in a closed-in second mortgage. Well, listen, if you're in a house and you have a first loan, and let's say you want to get $50,000 in a second loan, your second loan options are a fixed rate second lien loan, a HELOC, that means it's a line of credit, but they're both second loans in the house. One would be a line of credit on adjustable rates. The other one would be a fixed rate second lien. They're both closed in. They're closed into the house. They are liens on the house. And the line of credit option, again, they're dwindling in Texas as the secondary community is running away from them, but the second lien fixed rate is there, and it is solid. The second lien fixed rate is possible. Now, it depends on the outlets for these things. When I say the outlets, that's not going to get sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac in most cases. These are going to be sold to people because these have higher rates on them. See, in the fixed rate seconds, you're not looking at 7 or 8%. You're typically looking between 9 and 12%. And people are happy to make 9 and 12% return if they can get that nice return and it's being paid on time. And so, yes, I would like a closed-in second for you. If you can qualify, once you qualify for it, if it's possible, go for it, get it done. Pay down the debts. When I say pay them down, you're going to have a much lower rate in many cases on those than you're going to have on the on the credit cards. Text me your questions now, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Okay. And this is one. Let's get to the next question. I think I just got to that next question. Okay, here's the next question. Get yours in now. And I am divorcing with 90 days to pay out husband. How many of you have this situation? I'm divorcing with 90 days to pay out husband, $150,000. Current mortgage balance, $153,000 at 3.5%. It's a nice little interest rate, 3.5. Valued home around $600,000. Looking at cash out refinance, but with rates so high, what about home equity line of credit for $150,000, paying interest only until rates come down, and then selling the home? Or better to just sell now. Home is large and need to downsize, but would be paying more now for a smaller home. Okay. So they have, in different times, this person, they have plenty of equity to access the money needed to pay off the spouse. They have plenty of equity and the credit score is good enough. In different scenarios of different, we're in such a weird time where people are sitting on 3% and the rates are at 7%. There hasn't been this dichotomy in rates since I've been around. You know, rates had been dropping. Every 3 years, rates hit a lower spot since 1982 until 2022. And this is the first time in the last 3 years that we have not seen a lower rate since 1982. And I don't think that we're going to see those low rates unless there's a cataclysm or an international war going on. The scenario is that people, instead of every 3 years, rates continue to hit a lower spot where people can get refinanced and hit lower amounts. In most of those times, this person could qualify for what they call a OLT loan. An OLT loan means you have a court order that you owe a spouse money. And so you owe them money. And so the OLT loan would allow to be refinanced as a regular refinance to pay off the spouse. But even a regular refinance, your rates are going to be significantly higher than when you are now. Get that second lien. You might want a second lien fixed rate. A second lien fixed rate might be an option for you. Or check and see if you can get a HELOC. You can start with TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. That's our number. If you have a question for your scenario, text me now, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. People say I talk fast. We've talked about it on the show before. There are several reasons I may talk fast. One, I may have to go to the bathroom. That's not the case right now. Two, I drink too much coffee. Right now, it's a scenario of not enough coffee. The other reason, I'm from Michigan, and in Michigan, we always talk fast. Why do we talk fast? Because when you're 4 years old and 7 years old and standing at the bus stop and it's 40 below zero, if you do not talk fast enough, your lips will freeze together. That's why we talk very fast in Michigan. Also, if your car breaks down and you have to go to someone's doorstep and knock on their door and say, my car broke down, if you don't talk fast enough, they're going to slam your door in your face while you're freezing outside. So these are all the reasons. I think I talk fast because I'm afraid of freezing to death here in Texas when it's 170 degrees outside. Okay, text me your questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. I'm going to take a break. Person's texting in here. We'll get to this question. They want to know, when it comes to employment history, is it 2 years of employment at the same job or can you switch jobs and still qualify? We'll answer that question when we come back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan. I see nachos in your future today. Avoid those nachos. We usually chew on those corn chips to work off the anxiety. Don't even start with the anxiety. That's why we have mojitos here in Dallas. So start there. Text me, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Send me your questions about buying, refinancing, getting that cash out of your home. I'll be happy to answer them. We had this question that came in right before the break, And the person wanted to know, is it a full 2 years to be able to get yourself into a mortgage loan? And so the answer is this. We need 2 years most of the time, 2 years of income documentation. Now, I'll try to break this down in layman's terms to make it very simple, the most simple way I can. We want 2 years of income documentation. Sometimes it's less. The 2 years of income documentation can be on different jobs. For example, if you were working at Taco Bell, then you moved to McDonald's, you're in fast food. That's what you do. You were making a certain amount of money at Taco Bell. Now you're working at McDonald's. We're going to have a W-2 for you. We're going to use that W-2 in your pay stubs to document your current income. If you went from working at McDonald's to selling cars at a local dealership, now you might be on commission. You were getting a W-2. Now you're on commission. We're going to need 2 years of commissions. Okay. We're not going to count that commission until we have 2 years of commissions. If you were selling at one dealership and then you went to another dealership, you worked at one dealership for a year, then you went to the other one, and you're continuing to make commissions in the auto dealership industry. You had 1 year at one place and 1 year at the other place. You can switch jobs. Typically, you won't want to see one. If you are switching out of, you're going from W-2 salary to commissions, that's a little more challenging. We need the 2 years of commissions. If you're going from commissions to W-2, it's a little bit easier. Let's say you're making 100 grand a year on commissions, and then you went to a place and you got a W-2 job. We can document you have a consistent employment. Now you're on a W-2. It's fixed. We can verify your income with your employer. That is fine. We can do this. This is going to work for you. So there are different scenarios there. On the self-employment thing, we want to see 2 years of income documentation. We got to see if you're just starting a business. We need to see that this thing is going well, that you're personally making money and the corporation's making money. We don't want you paying yourself income while your business is going out of business. So we have to document that both of them are steady. If you just got out of school, here's the big deal. Let's say I want to buy a home. I just got out of school and I just started my job. Let's say you got a degree in chemistry and now you are a chemist, and we can document that your chemistry job's a W-2 job. You do not have to have 2 years of income. You might have just started 6 months ago, but your job is in your line of your degree. There are ways of getting that done for you. Here's another one. You're putting 50% down on the house. You have perfect credit. You have assets. Your credit profile, the risk is super low, and you're putting 50% down. The risk factors are judged by algorithms that are put into a computer database. If you're putting 50% down and you have perfect credit and a bunch of assets, it's going to come back and it's going to say, you know what, just give us 1 year of W-2s. That's the scenario where we see not 2 years of income, where there's just very low risk to the lender, where they say the credit profile is so good, just document 1 year of income. That's where we see that. So hopefully that helps you. Hopefully it gets you going down the right path. Text me your questions. If you have one out there, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Next one. I have a VA loan and is looking and I'm looking to do a cash out refinance. Can I qualify living in Texas? Such a great question. If you were in any other state than Texas, you would be able to qualify for a cash out on a VA loan, but it really doesn't matter. If you have a VA loan right now and you are in another state and you are trying to get cash out, you would get a cash out on a VA loan. Okay? However, you could always get a cash out on a conventional loan as well. The reason that you'd be wanting to look at a VA loan is maybe your credit scores are a little bit lower. But you can do a conventional first lien cash out in Texas. You don't need to do a VA loan. You can take your VA loan, refinance it into a conventional cash out. It says that their current interest rate is 3.5% and their credit score is about 690. This is new information that just came in. My interest rate is 3.5%. My credit score is about 690. Keep that 3.5% first lien VA loan. Okay, just keep that and do a second lien fixed rate home equity loan. If you need that cash to pay down interest for tuition, do home improvements, keep your nice VA loan there. It's a nice low interest rate. You're not paying any mortgage insurance on it. If you want to get $50,000, $100,000 out, who knows how much more you want, that 690 score should qualify you for a second lien fixed rate home equity loan. Depending on how much you qualify for, depending on how much you need, that should work out for you. And yeah, in Texas, even if you had a VA loan now and you wanted to, if you were in Oklahoma, wanted to get a VA cash out, you don't want to take your 3.5% rate and refinance it to 6.5 on a VA cash out. Okay. You don't want to take that to 6.5. You want to keep that 3.5. Use what that second lien is used for to reduce interest rates that you would be paying on other debt. Okay. Reduce the rates. The debt is still there. You're getting a second lien debt on your house, but the rates are lower. The payments are lower. It helps you use that money you're saving on the interest rates to pay down the debt faster. Okay. Text me 214-354-5989. Go online and apply. Go online and apply with us. When I say apply, here's what it asks for. Hey, what's your home value? You're looking for cash out. You're trying to get home equity loan or a purchase. What's your name? How do we contact you? And then we start contacting you. We call you. We text you. We set up time to call or time to, if you can't talk now, your kid just threw up on you. Your toddler just threw up on you. And you want to talk 3 hours from now. Hey, let's talk at 7 tonight. Let's talk at 7 in the morning. Let's talk at 9 in the morning. That's how we're going to get it done. So it's all about communication, starting with a company you can trust in your own backyard. It's texaslending.com. Question, next one, first-time home buyer, no down, credit fair to good, been at my job for 2 months, $23 an hour, any chance of buying? Okay, first time, no money down, credit fair to good. So it's the 2 months on your job. What was your job prior? Been at a job for 2 months, $23 an hour. Let's document if you had a job prior. Let's document how much you were making prior. Regarding the lower credit scores that you have, the no down payment, there are ways to, here's your options. There are some down payment assistance programs. We have them at texaslending.com. Call our loan officers. We'll find out if you qualify for one of them. Otherwise, there are ways to get gift funds. Maybe a relative can gift you some money for your down payment right now. Otherwise, you can get in for as little as 3% down on a first-time home buyer program if you qualify. I wish I had more time to answer more of your question there, but I've run out of time, so I got to get out of here. So start with texaslending.com. I'm Kevin Miller, and I thank you for your time today. Listen next week. We'll be back with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and me right back here on the texaslending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.